you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
I can't do anything with these crummy letters.
I think I see something.
Mrs. Garrett, please, don't kibitz. If you want to play, just sit down.
Competition gives me a rash.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone. Don't get up. Mrs. Garrett, I want you to meet my dear, dear friend, Harrison Andrews. He just transferred to Bates Academy. Harrison, Mrs. Garrett, our friend, confidant, and slave driver.
How do you do, Harrison?
Hello, Mrs. Garrett.
Come on, Joe.
Would you just make a word?
All right, all right.
And these youngsters are my roommates. Reading from right to left, Natalie.
Hi.
Tootie.
Hi.
And Joe.
You want a word? There's a word.
You can't use that. It's a four-tile word.
That's our Joe.
Have you two known each other long?
Well, actually, it's
ever
been
since we were babies. Our families have always hoped we'd grow up and join our two great bloodlines.
Are you people or racehorses?
Better a racehorse than a jackass. Of course, we haven't seen each other in years. Harrison's been going to school in Switzerland.
What'd you major in? Yodeling?
A little more than that.
Well, after Switzerland, I hope you won't find Bates Academy boring.
It'll be such fun. We'll pick up where we left off when we were six.
That'll be cute, seeing you two pedaling around on tricycles.
Harrison's toys have four wheels now. Tell them about your new Porsche.
Oh, I just got
it's candy apple red with his initials on the door.
Turbocharged?
Of course not. He paid cash.
Yeah. Say, 911 SC.
Five on the floor, overhead cam?
That's right.
I can beat it.
What?
I got $5 that says my bike can beat your Porsche.
You drive a motorcycle?
Yeah, and it can beat anything on four wheels.
This is Let's gonna be go. Good. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Forget it. There'll be no burning rubber at Eastland. Let's see, it's about time for dinner, Blair. Go up and change, girls. Let's get started. Excuse us, please.
Sure.
Harrison, I'll be back just a second.
Okay.
Wait right here. Don't you move.
Oh, I won't. Bye-bye.
We'll finish the game after dinner.
Right. Oh, we can count me out, because I got other plans for tonight.
Yeah? Well, what kind of plans?
Oh, I don't know. Have a little fun, get a few kicks.
Right. I mean, what's life without kicks?
Death.
So what do? Just hop on your bike and hit the streets?
Only when I don't hold on tight enough.
Well, bet you stay out till all hours, don't you?
Oh, no, we have a curfew. Oh. And sometimes I even make it.
Well, where are you going tonight?
I'll probably swing by the arcade in town.
How'd you like it if I showed up at the arcade tonight?
It's a public place. I mean, I couldn't have you arrested.
Look, I gotta get back. Would you tell Blair I had to go?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett. It's been a pleasure.
You must do that again. You must come by again.
Oh, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, what a well-mannered young man.
I know. Doesn't it give you the creeps?
I'm back, Harrison. Sorry to have taken so long. Harrison. You can unglue your smile, Blair.
Whatever do you mean?
Your boyfriend had to take off.
Aw, oh, crud. He didn't even tell me what time we were going to the Highcrest Country Club tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going to a dance?
It's not a dance. It's a cotillion.
What's the difference?
When they hang crepe paper and play records in a gym, it's a dance. When they hang crepe paper and play records in a country club, it's a cotillion.
When did Harrison ask you?
Well, he didn't exactly ask me. Not in so many words.
Well, if he didn't exactly ask you, maybe you're not exactly invited.
That's absurd.
In my book, if you don't get an engraved invitation in front of witnesses, it's iffy at best.
Well, I started to mention it this afternoon, but...
What happened?
He stopped. Well, he got a phone call. But when two minds think as one, and one mind is mine, I always get what I want. Besides, why do you think he came to Bates in the first place?
Oh, Blair, you don't think a boy would change schools, change countries, just to take you to a dance?
They have before. And besides, his mother had lunch with my mother last week and told her we'd be going to the cotillion together. It's a fait accompli. A sure thing.
It is if you plan on going with his mother.
Listen, girls. There are two things in my life that I am sure of. One, that I'm going to marry money. And two, that I'm going to the Highcrest Cotillion tomorrow night.
The only thing I'm sure of in my life is that I'll be wearing a retainer till I'm 40.
Come on, Mrs. Garrett, there's a time limit, you know.
Please, I'm working on a killer here.
This afternoon, you said you weren't competitive.
It's funny how you never stop learning about yourself.
Was that the phone?
Yeah, the one in dorm B.
I think this one is out of order.
Relax, Blair, you're so uptight.
I am not uptight.
Then how come you keep spelling words like call, and phone, and dance, and kill?
Because I am going to kill Harrison if he does not call me on the phone and tell me about the dance.
As long as you're not uptight.
Zephyrs!
What?
Z-E-P-H-Y-R-S. Oh, let's see, that's triple word score. Plus 50 points for using all my letters.
Beginner's luck.
Luck by eye, it's skill.
This is a stupid game, I don't want to play.
Blair, you're just in a rotten mood because you've been stood up.
I have not been stood up.
Yeah, how can she be stood up if she was never invited?
Hey guys.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe, did you have fun tonight?
Oh yeah, arcade's always a trip.
You and your crummy arcade.
Anybody there?
Just a couple of friends.
You and your crummy friends.
Well, actually, your crummy friends. Well, one of them anyway. Harrison was there. Stubborn son of a gun, isn't he?
What?
I couldn't lose him all night. He kept following me around from skee-ball to seawolf to air hockey.
So that's why Blair bombed out.
Boy, he stuck to me like flies on a no-pest strip. The only way I could get rid of him was to say I'd go out with him.
You mean Harrison asked you out on a...
Date, Blair. We call it a date.
Yeah, there's some wingding tomorrow night.
Could that be your wingding, Blair?
Go to wingdings. I go to cotillions.
Well, if that's a dance at the Highcrest Country Club, your cotillion and my wingding are the same thing.
Now, let's just talk this thing out, all right? Nobody look at my letters. Blair, Joe, sit down. It's just, you know, a little misunderstanding. You see, Blair hoped, expected, thought, Blair thought, that she was going to be invited to the dance by Harrison, and she's been waiting all evening for his invitation. Confirmation of his invitation.
Wait a sec. You mean poor little Blairzy has been sitting by the phone all night long, waiting for Harrison to ask her to this dance?
No!
Hey, Blair, listen, hey, I may not respect you, but I respect your turf. You want him, you got him. I won't take your guy.
Take my guy? Listen, when it comes to men, the only thing you could take from me is lessons.
Just don't start with me. I said I'm not going. I'm trying to be nice.
She is, Blair. She really is.
Of course you're not going. You know when you're out of your league. You wouldn't subject yourself to that kind of humiliation.
What humiliation?
When you drink out of the finger bowl and put ketchup on your quiche. You've got no business at that cotillion, and you know it.
I've got as much business there as you do, and I got more. I was asked. You know what? I am going with your friend. So eat your heart out. And don't forget to put ketchup on it.
Isn't this exciting?
Very.
Who would have thought that our Joe Palahniuk would be going to a cotillion tonight? It's just like Cinderella.
Yeah.
All that's missing is the wicked stepsister.
Let's go.
How's it coming?
Joe's almost ready.
All right. You okay, Blair? I know you're upset because Joe's going out with Harrison tonight.
Why? Because up until 9 o'clock last night, I thought I was going to the dance with him? Nah. If Harrison thinks someone like Joe can take my place at a dance like that, lots of luck.
That sounds very snobbish.
I know, but the people at the club are snobbish. It's what they do best.
Hold on to your heads, because this'll blow your mind.
Joe, you look lovely in your beautiful gown.
Ah, yes, a peasant dress. Now there is an outfit that makes a statement.
Does she start with me or what?
Don't hit her. She'll bleed on your dress.
You look sensational.
Excuse me, but I think I'll go down to the kitchen and julienne something.
I'm not sure I can pull this off.
Oh, don't you worry. You'll be fine.
Uh-oh. I knew I was too comfortable. What am I gonna do? I don't have any fancy shoes.
I happen to have a pair of shoes I think will be perfect.
Gee, this really is like Cinderella.
Oh, great. Does this mean I can stay out till midnight?
You do, and I'll turn Harrison's Porsche into a skateboard. Come on.
It's 8 o'clock. What do you think Joe and Harrison are doing now?
He's probably saying, may I have this waltz?
Charmed, I'm sure.
And then they get down and boogie.
Yeah!
Blair, I'm surprised to see how well you're taking this whole thing.
Why?
Well, I thought you'd be on the bed kicking and screaming. No, I mean, why? Why her? Why not me? Why did he take her to my bed? How could he do this to me?
You had to open your mouth, didn't you?
How do we shut her up?
Do what they do in the movies. Slap her across the face.
No, That's not necessary. I'm fine now.
Come in. So, are you all right? Were you in an accident?
It was no accident. Mr. Harrison Andrews had it all planned.
Well, didn't he take you to the club?
Well, actually, he took me through the club and out the back door to the ninth green.
Wasn't it a little dark to play golf?
Yeah, but golf wasn't what he had in mind.
What? Oh, no.
Before I knew what happened, he pushed me down this big sand trap and was saying, relax, get comfortable, pretend it's Jones Beach.
Harrison? That rotten creep.
I'm usually such a good judge of character. What he tried, I never expected. I mean, a guy with his background. He's supposed to be a gentleman.
Why? Because he can yodel in three languages?
Look at me. You're a mess. Can I hang out here with you till the girls go to sleep? I don't want to have to explain what happened. What a joke. You know, Mrs. Garrett, I had this crazy idea about how a cotillion would be. All the guys would ask me to dance. And everyone would be whispering, who's that classy girl? Where'd she come from? And I'd be treated like I belonged there. I wanted to make you proud of me.
Oh, I am proud of you. Harrison put you in a terrible position tonight. I mean, what he did is inexcusable. And you handled it with such dignity, grace, class. Of course, part of me wishes you'd hauled off and hit him with something.
Oh, I did. See, that's what happened to the other shoe.
The point is, Joe's not smarter than I am. She's certainly not prettier than I am.
Try nicer, Blair.
No, it's not that. What does she have that I don't have?
A motorcycle.
Pardon?
The thing about a person with a motorcycle is you never know what they're gonna do next. Joe's adventurous.
Crazy.
Girls like that are unpredictable. I read about it in Teen Magazine. And that's what attracts Harrison.
Why?
Because Harrison is in a state of flux.
What's flux?
It's what comes in between adolescence and law school.
Oh, you mean rebellion.
Well, if he wanted to rebel, why didn't he just say so? I would have rebelled with him.
Blair, to you, rebellion is using your salad fork all through dinner. Joe's raised rebellion to an art form.
But look at all this junk. What is so attractive about this? And this? What does a guy see in a girl who buys her clothes and her spark plugs in the same place?
Well, she's got to be doing something right because she's at the dance and you're not.
But look at this. Look. This looks absolutely wonderful. I can even make this look wonderful. I can start a whole new trend. Punk chic.
Forget it, Blair. You're not very convincing as a Hell's Angel. Come on, Tootie, let's go downstairs and get something to eat. Let's check out the candy machine.
Hi.
Harrison, what are you doing here?
I came to return Joe's shoe.
What'd you do with the rest of her?
She came home early.
Well, we'll go find it for you.
Oh, look, that's not really necessary. You could just give her this for me.
Okay, guys, you still say I'm not convincing. Harrison.
Blair? Blair, you look...
Adventurous? Unpredictable? Lawless?
Ridiculous is the word that comes to mind.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just not you, Blair. I mean, you're Harper's Bazaar, not Popular Mechanics.
I know you know I'm perfect. Sometimes people need a break from perfection, especially when they're in flux.
Flux?
Look, I understand how a person who has steak every night can get a sudden craving for a sloppy joe.
A sloppy joe? Oh, I get it. You're upset because I took out your roommate.
Upset? No. Surprised. Humiliated. How could you take her to the club?
Well, Blair, I didn't exactly take her to the club. I took her behind the club.
What are you talking about?
Listen, you know how it is. Look, if I was going there to dance, I would have you on my arm. But I was after tonight was a little, putting action on the ninth green.
And you expected Joe to let you play through?
Sure. That kind of girl usually does. After all, I'm only human.
Oh, and of course, you're too much of a gentleman to sully me with your animal needs.
Exactly.
You're not in flux, you're in heat.
Blair, be sensible. Look, you're the kind of girl men want in their future.
Oh, and Joe's the kind of girl men need in their past.
You'd understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly. What you're saying are there are two kinds of women. The kind you marry and the kind you don't.
That's exactly what he's saying.
How can you let him say that? Do something, deck him.
I already did that.
Well, I guess I better leave.
No, Buster, you stick around here. I'll deck you. Hold it, Blair.
Say hi to your mom for me.
Yeah, I'll tell her what a sleaze you are.
Hey, cool it.
I haven't been this upset since the price of gold went down. How come you got so crazy? He insulted you.
Yeah, but you do that all the time.
Yeah, but that's different. When I do it, I know what I'm talking about. Why do guys act that way? One minute they're jumping to conclusions, the next minute they're jumping on you.
Well, I guess when you come from the wrong side of the tracks, guys think you're easy.
Listen, they think that when you come from the right side, too. Heck, I own the tracks and some of them thinking about me.
Boy, you and me with the same problem. No one would ever believe that.
Well, we just won't tell anyone, huh?